Hello to you all. I'm Mike Harding and I'm sitting in a stone shed in the Yorkshire Dales on a mizzly, murky Dales day. Just coming to the end of January and the days are getting just a little bit longer. So I thought I would kick off the show with this from one of my favouritest bands ever upon the planet, Mary Hell, from an early album called The Ghost in Our House and Other Stories. This is an optimist looking at a glass like my mate Eamon McLaughlin always does in Connemara. Not just half full, but full almost to the top. He's a good lad. This is Summer is a Coming.
Well, summer is a coming. Let the blues be on the wane. And the rubber ball of hopefulness is bouncing once again. Won't you come and sail the road with me for 50 quid a week? And we'll live in an old caravan that will not leak. Don't believe them, darling, it will not leak. Well, summer is coming, and I think I'm going thin. Round the edges of the dreaming that we've been buried in. Save us from the darkness and from the feet of clay. Who would have us burn as witches for what we do and say? Don't believe them, darling, it's going our way. Hey, 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 hey. All my friends are in trouble deep. We've been given keys to keep.
Cheered everybody up. That Summer is a Coming, Mary Hell, from the album The Ghost in Our House and Other Stories. And if you don't know Mary Hell's history or their material very well, then do check it all out, because I think they're just amazing. They came out of the punk tradition, I suppose, the Tansads they were called when they were working in the little clubs in Wigan and the Northwest, but they've gone on to become, I think, one of the most wonderful bands on the folk scene at the present moment. But that's for you to decide, so do go and check them out, though. Well worth it. Now, somebody's been doing some very serious digging and have discovered a load of previously undiscovered tracks from way back in the early days of Christy Moore's career. And the result is a great collection of Christy's songs from 1969 to 1981. Some of the recordings are what they are of their time, recorded in mono, sometimes in little studios, sometimes in live performances, but they're all, as you might imagine from the man who's been described as a storm in a t-shirt, absolutely spot on. I'm going to play you a track which has got particular resonances for me, called Cricklewood, because I first heard Christy sing it, I think, when he came to the folk club I ran at the old house at home, in the middle of the ICI Dye Works, Blakely, Manchester, round about 1963, I think it was. Cricklewood, as many of you no doubt know, is where Irish navvies fresh across from the Holy Ground usually ended up, and the Holloway Road was where they would stand on a Monday morning waiting for the contractor's lorries to pick them up and take them away to some contract or other, where they'd work all day for cash in hand, on the lump, as we used to call it. And with a bit of luck, they'd be dropped off again, back in Cricklewood, at the end of the day.
Oh, come all you through barn Irish men and listen to my song. I am a bold buck navvy and I don't know right from wrong. Of late I've been transported from Ireland's holy shore. My case is sad, my crime is bad, for I was born poor. Cricklewood, Cricklewood, you stole my youth away. I was young and innocent and you were old and grey. If you're born poor, me lads, it is a shocking state. But the judge will sit upon your crime, this he will relate. I find the prisoner guilty and the law I must lay down. Let him be transported straight away to Camden Town. Cricklewood, Cricklewood, you stole my youth away. Oh, for I was young and innocent and you were old and grey. Take him down to Cricklewood and leave him in the pub. Go and call the barman landlord, then ask him for a sub. Leave him down in Cricklewood, mid Martha bricks and lime. And let him rot in Cricklewood until the end of time. Cricklewood, Cricklewood, you stole my youth away. Oh, for I was young and innocent, and you were old and grey. Cricklewood, Cricklewood, you stole my youth away. Oh, for I was young and innocent, and you were old and grey.
Great song, and nobody sang it better. Christy Moore there with Cricklewood, and that comes from a BBC live session for a programme called As I Roved Out. And believe it or not, that was recorded in 1979. And it comes from the album Christy Moore, The Early Years, 1969 to 1981, which has just about been released. Now, I've been meaning to play this track from this particular CD ever since it came in, but for a variety of reasons, it just stayed on the desk. My fault. Monkey See, Monkey Do are a young band from down Southampton way who cut their eye teeth working their way through the folk session scene down there in Hampshire for 5 years, would you believe, and then came up with what I think is a cracking album. They make a particularly good fist of the Ed Pickford song, the Coalfield classic, The Pound a Week Rise. This is Monkey See, Monkey Do.
That work down the mine, from Scotland to South Wales, from Teesdale to Tyne. I'll sing you a song of a pound a week rise, and the men who are fooled by the government's lies. So it's down you go, down below, Jack, where you never see the skies. You're working in a dungeon for a pound a week rise. And it's down you go, down below, Jack, where you never see the skies. You're working in a dungeon for a pound a week rise. In 1960, a few years ago, the mine workers' leaders to Lord Robbins did go, saying we work very hard, every day we risk our lives. So we ask you here and now for a pound a week rise. Then up spoke Lord Robbins and made this decree: when the output rises, with you I will agree to raise up all of your wages, to give to you fair pay. For I once was a miner and I worked hard in my day. So it's down you go, down below, Jack, where you never see the skies. You're working in a dungeon for a pound a week rise. And it's down you go, down below, Jack, where you never see the skies. You're working in a dungeon for a pound a week rise. Take heed what I say. Don't believe Lord Robbins when he says he'll give fair pay. He'll tell you to work hard to make the output rise, but you'll get pie in the sky instead of a £1 prize. So it's down you go, down below, Jack, where you never see the skies. You're working in a dungeon for a pound a week rise. And it's down you go, down below, Jack, where you never see the skies. You're working in a dungeon for a pound a week rise.
Whoa, that was Monkey See, Monkey Do with Pound a Week Rise from their new album, The Night Out. Good stuff. Now, this next duo must be amongst the most hard-working folkies on the planet. All through this pandemic, they've been making videos and podcasts and appearing on shows. And now they've got a new album out called A Pocket Full of Acorns. I'm talking about the Southwest duo Nine Barrow from way down there in the West Country. Their new album is chock full of great songs, including this, which they call Farewell Shanty.
It is time to go now. Hold away your anchor. Hold away your anchor, 'tis a sailing tide. Set her on a course now. hold away your halyards. Hold away your halyards. 'Tis a sailing time. Get some sail upon her. Hold away your foresheet. Hold away your foresheets, 'tis our sailing time. Waves are crashing under, hold away down Chiano, hold away down Chiano, on the evening tide. When my time is over, hold away for heaven, hold away for heaven, 'tis my resting time. It is time to go now. Hold away your anchor. Hold away your anchor. 'Tis our sailing time.
Lovely stuff. Farewell Shanty, sometimes called the Padstow Shanty, and that comes from Nine Barrows' new album, A Pocket Full of Acorns. Beautifully produced, it comes with a lovely booklet full of photographs that explains all about the songs. Like I said, those two guys work harder than any duo I can think of. They never stop. Now, I'm a huge fan of ragtime music and old-timey music, and I got hold of an album recently called Rags, Breakdowns, Stomps and Blues. And from it, this is the Scottsdale String Band with an idiosyncratic piece of music called Carbolic Rag. They wrote rags about anything in those days. I even know a tune called the Rag and Bone Rag. Here's the Scottsdale String Band. Thank you. It's a good job this show isn't recorded live, because I just used a load of bad language there, because I just spilt coffee on my mouse mat. Well, these trivial things are sent to try us. That was The Carbolic Rag from the Scottsdale String Band, and that comes from an album called Rags, Breakdown, Stumps and Blues. Now, it's a long time since I played anything by that great band, Chumba Wamba, so I'm going to rectify that now. From the album English Rebel Songs, 1381 to 1914, and I'm going to play you their version of the Diggers' Song. The Diggers, as many of you know, were a group of English radicals. They were established by Winstanley in 1649 as the True Levellers, then changed their name to the Diggers. Cromwell took most of their principles and used them to foment his revolution. Then swiftly proclaimed himself Lord Protector of the land and became a worse tyrant than the previous Charlie the King. But that's how history repeats itself. Here's Chumbawamba.
You noble diggers all, stand up now, stand up now. You noble diggers all, stand up now. The wasteland to maintain, seen cavaliers by name, your digging does maintain, and persons all defame. Stand up now, stand up now. With spades and hoes and ploughs, stand up now, stand up now. With spades and hoes and ploughs, stand up now. Your freedom to uphold, seen cavaliers are bold, to kill you if they could, and rights from you to hold. Stand up now, diggers all.
The lawyers they conjoin, stand up now, stand up now. The lawyers they conjoin, stand up now.
To arrest you they advise, such fury they devise. The devil in them lies, and have blinded both their eyes. Stand up now, the clergy they come in, stand up now, the clergy they come in, stand up now. The clergy they come in and say it is a sin that we should now begin our freedom for to win. Stand up now, diggers all. The gentry are all round, stand up now, the gentry are all round, stand up now. The gentry are all round, on each side they are found, their wisdom so profound, to cheat us of our ground. Stand up now, the club is all their law. Stand up now, the club is all their law. Stand up now, the club is all their law, to keep poor men in awe, that they no vision saw, to maintain such a law. Stand up now, diggers all.
What a great band. Such a shame they're no longer working, but they have left a legacy of remarkable albums. Great stuff. Chumba Wamba from the album English Rebel Songs, 1381 to 1914, with the Diggers Song. Now, I could go on forever and ever about this next group, Trad R, but I think it's far better if you check out their website, because they are an amazing band. Go to our website, 3wsmikehardingfolkshow.com, and you'll find a link through to everybody on this show and everybody who's been on previous shows as well, if you just search through the archive. So go to 3wsmikehardingfolkshow.com and you'll find out all about Trad R. From their album Further Tales of Love, Death and Treachery, this is a lovely version of the traditional song The Lowlands of Holland.
Thank you. became a bold sea captain, and he stood at my bedhead, saying, arise, arise, young wedded now, this night for to go with me to the low, low lands of Holland, to the captain, he gave another order, and he had to march away, saying, there's many a blithe young married man, this night must go with me to the low, low lands of Holland, to Holland it is, a wondrous place, and in it grows much green. 'Tis a wild inhabitation for my true love to be in. Where the leaves they grow and the winds they do blow, and fruit grows on every tree. 'Tis the wild, wild lands of Holland where twined my love and me. No shoes, no stocking I'll put on, no comb goes through my hair, and no shall day or candlelight shine on my bower fair. Nor shall I sleep with any young man until the day I die. For the low, low lands of Holland, they parted my love and I.
Echoes of the Water is Wide, the end of that track there. The Lowlands of Holland from Trad R. Their album Further Tales of Love, Death and Treachery. I better explain. Trad R, Trad, T-R-A-D, new word, A-double-R. It's what you very often find if you're looking for copyright of certain materials. A lot of stuff which is traditional, nobody knows who wrote it, is just called Trad R, as in other words, traditional, arranged by. I think so. Clever name for a band, really. Further Tales of Love, Death and Treachery is the name of the album, and that was, of course, the Lowlands of Holland. Now, Australia, as well as producing loads of bushwhackers like Ben Hall and Ned Kelly, and a load of kangaroos and possums, and a fair range of bands and songwriters, also has got a very strong Irish tradition. To this day, you'll find Irish clubs and loads of Irish bands all over Australia playing trad Irish music. This is a band called Trouble in the Kitchen that I particularly like. The album is called When the World Was Wide, and I'm going to play you a set of tunes called McGoldrick's, The Gallow Glass, Whelan's and O'Brien from Newtown. You could even get up from your armchairs and have a jig round to this if you so wish.
it all I can do. I can't get along with you. Gonna take you to your mama. Payday, payday, payday. I'm gonna take you to your mama. Payday. Well, rabbit's in a log. I ain't got no rabbit dog. I hate to see that rabbit get away. Get away. Yes, I did all I can do. I can't get along with you. I will take you to your mama. Payday. I stole me a ham of meat. I'm gonna keep my skillet greasy if I can. If I can. I'm gonna keep my skillet greasy if I can. Yes, I did all I can do. I can't get along with you. Gonna take you to your mama, baby. Track and a knapsack's on my back. I'm gonna make it to my shanty for day, for day, for day. I'm gonna make it to my shanty for day. Yes, I did all I can do. I can't get along with you. Gonna take you to your mama. Hey, day.
One of my favouritest bands ever, 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 ever. The Unwanted with Payday from their album of the same name, Payday. Kathy Jordan, Shamie O'Dowd and Rick Epping proving as ever that when you get three brilliantly most talented people together, something good is going to come out of it. Love their stuff. I do hope they've got a new album in the pipeline, so if you're listening, Rick, Shamie or Kathy over there in Sligo, get in the studio and do summat. Now, Steve Tilson is one of our finest songwriters and singers. He's been on the scene for ever so long, but is singing and playing and writing better than ever. He's managed to keep going all during COVID and has produced a damn fine new album called Such Times, because some of the tracks on the album look very much at these strange times we're all living through. Well, I actually managed a FaceTime chat with Steve down the line from the shed here in the Dales to his home in the lovely town of Hebden Bridge, down there in darkest and deepest Yorkshire in Calderdale. It was, in fact, as the album said, strange times, because just before I FaceTimed him, I shouldn't laugh, the whole valley had spent hours in cold and misery because a storm had taken out everything but the kitchen sink. I blame Heathcliff. The quality down the line wasn't as good as I would have liked, but beggars can't be choosers, and it was good to talk to the lad anyway. In a few moments, the chat, but first of all, here's Steve from the new album, playing banjo, would you believe, with a song about memory, regret and loss. We've all been there, a million miles away.
and once more she treads in my deepest dreams. Twists and turns the tangled threads of my petty schemes. And I ask where she comes from, all that she will say. Oh, I have come much further than a million miles away. Did we ever meet before in those easy days when I roamed such carefree hills in some tipsy haze? Was she once some wishful muse? I seem to know that face. Maybe I've written spells to conjure her into this face.
Away from Steve Tilston's new album Such Times, and Steve's on the line from down there in Calderdale, or Calderdale, because the gas has gone off, hasn't it?
That's right, it's got all over the town.
Oh dear.
We're all shivering here.
Throw another log on the fire, Miss Kitty.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right, yeah, that's what I got, yeah.
A cracking album, Steve, really lovely album.
Thanks, Mike.
And in these times, you called it Such Times, obviously, it must have been awkward. I mean, how did you manage it?
Well, we started before the pestilence.
Mm-hmm.
I'd been recording half of the album. And then when the pandemic came, the lockdown, I wondered, well, what are we going to do? So Dave Crickmore just worked on those, the ones that we'd laid down.
He's the producer, and he's
the producer. That's right, yes. So I think, you know, out of necessity, it's kind of quite a sparse album. Now, I probably would have added a few more things, and it may have been detrimental.
Yeah,
me,
yeah,
So in a way, it's kind of out of necessity. It's yeah. I like its sparseness.
But Martin Simpson recorded one, but it was home recordings, and pretty much all of it, I think, was done in his house.
Sure, yeah,
but
yeah.
You went out and managed to get into the studio in time.
So a friend of my son's has got a really nice studio in Keighley. You see, Dave Crickmore's his studio was in his basement, so it was kind of not conducive to the pestilence. So we went to the one in Keighley, and it was great. And so I was able to lay the other tracks down. And Hugh Bradley, by that, he'd worked out how to put his bass parts and flute parts on from his Pat's house.
Oh, so he didn't come into the studio to do
it? No, he didn't come into the studio. So he was able, so we just, and then everything was sent to Dave Crickmore, who kind of top and tailed it. And he's got such a great pair of ears, Dave, and he's got kind of a, you know, he's BBC trained when they used to train him properly those days.
In the old days. There's a lovely sound to it, a very natural sound. I think that, like you say, the sparseness really of the accompaniments. I mean, there on that Million Miles Away, it's you on banjo, isn't it? You
know, that's right, yes.
which is not your first instrument.
No, it's not. I mean, I kind of work on the principle that if it's got strings and frets, then I'll be able to get a tune out of it. I think, you know, I think you're probably, you come from the same.
Yeah.
A friend, Johnny Fewings, lent me this banjo because he really wanted me to learn how to play it. And he's a lovely, he can do that real mountain frailing stuff.
Yeah.
Now, I've tried and tried, but with the best will in the world, I've never been able to do it. But I've got some kind of guitaristic approximation that doesn't sound half bad, and so I played it to Johnny. He said, "Well, it's not right, but it sounds really good, you know. So use that." So I did.
I want to move on to a great song, and I mean this as a compliment when I say it reminded me of Randy Newman at his very, very best, and it's Nothing to See Here, which is very much about today, and there's a lot of anger subtly conveyed in this particular song.
Well, I always think the stiletto is more deadly than the lump hammer, really. I just think, you know what I mean?
Move along, little people. No need to get too near. Move along, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing to see. Move along, little people. No need to peep too close. The fake news will be on the TV screen, and the bad news is lost in the post. We will issue an official line after an age has passed. Soon as we start kicking this can down the road, we're gonna pick it up and kick it into the long grass. So move along, little people. What do you hope to achieve? Ours the power to bend the rules, and yours is to believe.
Nothing to See Here from Steve Tilston's new album, Such Times. One of the songs I love on the album is The Mystery Train, because I think you're of the same generation as me-ish.
Yeah.
Which was, there were still steam trains, and you could still go down on a Saturday morning with your Spens and stand on the station with your little Ian Allen notebook, which had all the trains, and you could tick them off, some of the numbers.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely,
and,
yeah.
And the station platform would be full of schoolboys, never schoolgirls, funnily enough, schoolboys and old men, you know.
Yeah.
And I wrote a poem, which is in the book before last, Fishing for Ghosts. I'll just read you a little bit of it. On the far ends of long platforms, they watch the trains go by in miserly sad November and heavy-eyed July. Solemn, often bespectacled, and almost always male, notebooks and pens in hand, they scry the endless rails.
Fantastic. Oh, great, great. That's just, yeah, well, you've got it. You've captured it there. Perfect. Yeah.
That was us.
I remember as a kid, one of our first holidays was going down to Paignton on the train. It was a steam train. You know, this would be like, I'd be about 5 or 6. And it was a big deal, you know, going all the way on a train. And that's why when I moved from Bristol up to Yorkshire and I moved to Oakworth, which is where the Railway Children was filmed. Yeah. And I remember, because we were literally about 70 yards away from the station. And when we first moved and this train came through, I was just, it was tears in my eyes. It was such an emotional thing and it brought so much back. The resonance there was just the memories, just the reminiscences were just fantastic. Yeah. So it's kind of a song that has stuck with me ever since I first started listening to, really being affected by music. And I remember it transfixed me, and no word of a lie, it was like a physical effect it had on me. And it was Mystery Train. A friend's older brother had all these Sun records on it. I think it was Elvis' rock and roll first album. But it was that song in particular. And I just loved the guitar playing. And that was kind of instrumental in me wanting to play the guitar as much as anything. When I started hearing Scotty Moore's guitar and then knowing more about it, it was that as much as the Elvis' singing that kind of dragged me in. But I just loved that. They're young blokes. I mean, Elvis then was only 18 or 19. Yeah. And it's just this kind of energy that comes over. And there's just this love of the music. And and it's an old Junior Parker song. So at that time, Presley was recording lots of songs from earlier blues acts. Yeah. So I just always loved that song. And then I thought, a little while ago, I was just messing around. And I had like a... I was playing over some sort of Scotty Moore type guitar licks, and then the just song started falling into place. And I thought, well, what am I going to write it about? What am I going to write about? You know, and then I said, well, you know, because it had that Mystery Train feel. I said, well, you know, this is coming full circle. This is the train coming full circle. Yeah. Write about that. And in fact, that's what the lyric says. You know, it's kind of like
my Mystery Train, your Mystery Train.
Yeah, my Mystery Train. Yeah. But it hints about. And there's a train and a river, which is, you know, that wonderful
Jimmy Guthrie.
Yeah, so that's kind of is hinted at there, because that was a, you know, a really important milestone as well.
Fantastic track.
Musical milestone. Yeah. So it was all that, and yes, I mean, it's some of it is kind of fanciful, you know. I mean, about whether I will meet him, but it's just that idea, you know. It would be great. If all of a sudden the train came round and all the people you used to know, all the loved ones were on that train.
That would be heaven.
It would be, wouldn't it, in a way? But
on the Settle Carlisle.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
There's a train that rumbled all through my younger days. Way off in the distance, all through my younger days. One day that train might come, carry me away. There's a man in the station, got a pen and he's taking down names. Well, he's there on the platform with his pen, and he's taking down names. Well, he knows when my train's gonna come, but it just ain't same. I'm waiting for that mystery train.
There's a train and a river running side by side. Train and reflection running side by side. I'm gonna make that connection, take that train and ride. I'm just waiting for that mystery train.
Made me want to run along Victoria Station Platform 1 all the way to exchange with my little notebook, following a big steamer making its way out of the station. My mystery train from Steve Tilston's new album, Such Times. Now, Sussex is a great county for traditional music. You know, people like the Copper Family, Scantester, Shirley Collins. If you go and have a look at the Wikipedia section on Sussex and folk song, you'll see how many, many song collectors and tune collectors went there over the years. Well, a few years back I got an album from a band called the Twagger Band. Twagger is, I think, Sussex dialect for a lamb or a sheep. They play mostly traditional music. There's Joy Lewis, Derek Hughes, Sue Evans, Ian Chisholm and Will Duke. Many of you will know Will Duke from his work with Dan Quinn in the Wild Boys. Well, together, I think the band make an absolutely wonderful sound. You've got concertinas, dulcimers, bagpipes, whistles, harmonium, recorders, guitar, etc. And even a serpent. And if you don't know what one of those is, go and look it up. Thomas Hardy had one playing in the Mellstock Choir, I think. Anyway, the Twagger Band's album, Sound the Bugle, Blow the Horn, is chock full of great traditional English music. Here are two tunes, The Steamboat and The Winter's Night Schottische. You have to have your own teeth to be able to say that. Lovely stuff. Lovely, lovely, lovely stuff. That was The Steamboat and the Winter's Night Schottische from the Twagga Band's album Sound the Bugle, Blow the Horn. Now, it's a long, long time since I've played this next track. There's no excuse for not playing it now. It is Blue Murder from the album No One Stands Alone with the Mike Waterson song Mole in a Hole. And I love it. And I hope you do too.
Woke this morning and my hair was a mess, and my feet they were smelly and I got bent rest. I may look great but I feel like death. I am a refugee and I wanna be a mole in a hole, digging low and slow. Wanna be a fly flying high in the sky, and I wanna be a mole in a hole, digging low and slow. Wanna be a fly flying high in the sky.
I had a friend and he had a friend in Jesus. Well, he used to read the good book every day. My friend, he got so friendly with friend Jesus. Friend Jesus took my only friend away. And I wanna be more than a holding low and slow. Wanna be a fly, flying high in the sky. And I wanna be more than a holding low and slow. Wanna be a fly, flying high in the sky.
My friend, he was as wise as Mr. Wise Owl. He could count from 1 to 10, the A to Z. Yes, my friend, he was so wise, he got religion. That's why I'm alive today and he is dead. And I wanna be a mole in a hole, digging low and slow. Wanna be a fly, flying high in the sky. And I wanna be a mole in a hole, digging low and slow. Wanna be a fly, flying high in the sky.
Well, I love the flowers, love the trees, love the grasses, love the bees, love the birds on their LPs, and I am a refugee, and I wanna be a mole in a hole, digging low and slow. Wanna be a fly, flying high in the sky, and I wanna be a mole in a hole, digging low and slow. Wanna be a fly, flying high in the sky, and I wanna be a mole in a hole, digging low and slow. Wanna be a fly, flying high in the sky. If I wanna be a mole in a hole, digging low and slow. Wanna be a fly, flying high in the sky. And I wanna be more in a hole, digging low and slow. Wanna be a fly, flying high in the sky. And I wanna be more in a hole, digging low and slow. Wanna be a fly, flying high in the sky.
Lovely stuff. Mole in a Hole from Blue Murder, their album No One Stands Alone. Now, two songs back to back which came to me online in the last few days. Canadian poet Bob Jensen has done an album called For the Sake of the Song, which is cover versions of other people's material. People like Leonard Cohen, Bob Dylan, Woody Guthrie, Tom Waits and Townes Van Zandt. So I'm going to play him singing Who by Fire, the Leonard Cohen song. And after that, Wee Banjo 3, that wonderful bunch of rollicking Irish chaps who are without doubt one of the greatest crowd of instrumentalists on the planet. They seem to be, when they are working, of course, because nobody is out touring at the moment, but when they are, they seem to be never off the road. Well, their new single is their version of the Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers song Wild Flowers. So I'm going to play those back to back. In a few moments, you're going to hear Wee Banjo 3, but first of all, Bob Jensen with his version of Leonard Cohen's Who by Fire.
Sunshine, who in the nighttime, who by higher deal, who by common trial, who in your merry, merry month of May, who by very slow decay, and who shall I say is kind. Rounds of love, who by something blunt, who by avalanche, who by powder, who for his greed, who for his hunger, and who shall I say? Ascent, who by accident, who in solitude, who in this mirror, who by his lady's command, who by his own hand, who in mortal chains, who in power, and who shall I say? With you.
your heart be your guide. You deserve the deepest of cover. You belong in that home by and by. You belong among the wildflowers. You belong somewhere close to me, far away from your troubles and worries. You belong somewhere you feel free. You belong somewhere you feel free.
Tom Petty song Wildflowers there from Wee Banjo 3. That's their new single, and I forgot to say that playing drums on that is none other than Steve Ferrone, who of course was the drummer with the Heartbreakers, one of rock and roll's all-time great drummers. Before that you heard Bob Jensen from his new album For the Sake of the Song with a Leonard Cohen song, Who by Fire. Now, this is completely and utterly self-indulgent, but there you go. What can I say? In the good old days of 2019, heading up to 20, you would find me every Tuesday night, pretty much, in a lovely little old pub at the back of Piccadilly Station, Manchester, with me mandolin playing music with a gang of mostly old blokes like myself, playing Irish traditional tunes. The pub was called the Jolly Angler, and it was one of the greatest pubs for music in England, I believe. And one lad who turned up on a very irregular basis was a really nice guy who trained, I think, at Manchester University, and he played the button box, and he came in to sit in with us once or twice when he was back in the city. He graduated and gone away and worked, and he came back to join in the sessions. And the funny thing is, he explained that this next tune, which is called Lad O'Byrne's, Lad O'Byrne, Lad is, you know, an Irish sort of nickname, and the guy was called O'Byrne. When he was learning this tune as a young chap and went to see his teacher and learnt a little bit every week when he was 7 or 8 or 9 or whatever, he thought this was called Ladder Burns and was to do with friction burns you got from sliding down a ladder. I'm sorry. I'm not using this as an excuse to play the tune. Well, I am really, but I just think it's a great story. Ladder burns. Thank you. beautiful playing there, and whatever I do, I must not start snorting and giggling in the back announcement. That was Lad O'Byrne's Hornpipe and the New Century. I got through that okay. Lad O'Byrne's Hornpipe and the New Century from Randall Bay's and Joel Bernstein's album The Pigtown Fling. Yes, The Pigtown Fling. Right, move on quickly. Now, I dug a CD out of the stack the other day that I'd not played. I don't think I've ever played it on this show, though I have played it to listen to. Richard Thompson, who you must all know, is one of the greatest singer-songwriters I think the English-speaking world has ever produced. But as well as being a fantastic musician and songwriter, he is also very good at arranging things like charity albums. And he's made, I think, a series of three under the Hokey Pokey label, and they're raising money for various charities. And I've had a copy of the first one for ages, and I've ordered from Europe via, what's it called, Discogs. I've ordered the second in the series, and that's not here yet. So from the first Circle Dancer album, on which Richard Thompson got a load of mates together from the folk world and the folk rock world, I'm going to play you two tracks back to back. The first is The King and Queen of England, Sandy Denny, the wonderful, late and much lamented Sandy Denny, one of the great voices of the folk world. And that's followed by an a cappella song, Coal Not Dole, from Swan Arcade, a wonderful band that came out of Bradford way back. The song was written by Kay Sutcliffe, by the way, one of the miners' wives from the Kent coalfields during the 1984 miners' strike. But first of all, The King and Queen of England from Sandy Denny.
in the folds which begin every ending. I wish I forever could lie, but the cloth I wear is not for mending. For what tale a good stitch of the torn blue sky. So the battle is done, nobody won.
It stands so proud, the wheel so still, a ghost-like figure on the hill. It seems so strange, there is no sound. Now there are no men underground. What will become of this pit yard, where men once trampled faces hard? Tired and weary, their shift done, never having seen the sun. Will it become a sacred ground? Foreign tourists gazing round, asking if men once worked here, way beneath this pitted gear. Empty trucks once filled with coal, lined up like men on the dole. Will they ever be used again, or left for scrap just like the men? There'll always be a happy hour for those with money, jobs and power. They'll never realize the hurt they cause to men they treat like dirt. What will become of this pit yard, where men once trampled faces hard? Tired and weary, their shift done, never having seen the sun. There'll always be a happy hour for those with money, jobs and power. They'll never realize the hurt they do to them they treat like dirt.
Yeah. There are other bands that sing wonderfully a cappella. You're going to hear another great band in a few moments' time. But I don't think anybody can beat Swan Arcade. For passion, power, commitment, authenticity. They were just the best. Swan Arcade with Coal Not Dole from the album Circle Dance. And before that, from the same album, you heard Sandy Denny with the King and Queen of England. Now, this next CD has not been off my player in the car ever since I got it. Simplicity and complete engagement with the roots of the music, total integrity, several of her own, Pat Walsh's, compositions, and help from Mike McGoldrick, Johnny Doyle and John Joe Kelly, have just produced what I think is one of the finest traditional albums in a long, long time. I've played a couple of tracks from it already. I'm going to play you now two tunes, Enoch Vic Colleen and The Music Room from Pat Walsh's new album, Simply Whistle. And she was there, playing in the Jolly Angler with me on the night the chap said that stuff about Lad O'Byrne, and I'm just going to play the track and giggle while you listen. Walsh, one of the regulars at the Jolly Angler before the days of the plague and the pandemic. A great album called Simply Whistle, helped out there by John Joe Kelly, of course, and John Doyle on guitar, and Mike McGoldrick, who also produced the album. That was Enoch Vicaline and The Music Room. Two great tunes. Now, earlier on in the programme, I played you a lovely version of The Lowlands of Holland, that great traditional song, and I'm going to play you now the first version of this song that I ever heard. It was from Martin Carthy. It wasn't on record originally. I heard him play live at the Manchester Sports Guild when Martin Carthy did a guest spot there. Later on his second album, he put it down on disc.
On the night that I was married, and on my marriage bed, there came a bold sea captain, and he stood at my bedhead, crying, "Oh, rise, young married man, and come along with me to the low lands of Holland to fight your enemy." I held me love all in me arms, still thinking he might stay. But the captain, he gave another order, he was forced to march away, crying, "There's many a blithe young married man, this night must go with me the low lands of Holland to fight the enemy. Oh, Holland is a wondrous place, and in it grows much green. 'Tis a wild
invitation for me true love to be in. Where the grass do grow and the warm winds do blow, and there's fruit on every tree. But the low, low lands of Holland parted me, loving me. No shoe, no stocking I'll put on, no comb go through my hair, nor shall no coal nor candlelight shine in my bower fair. Nor will I lie with any young man until the day I die. For the low, low lands of Holland parted me, love and I.
Classic version of one of the monumental English ballads, The Lowlands of Holland. Martin Carthy, 1966, I think that was, on his second album. Still as good as the day it was minted. Beautiful. Now, I mentioned a cappella singing and I said I would play you another band, and I will. The Teacups, who I think are one of the best a cappella groups in recent years, sadly seem to have disbanded. They announced that their last album, In Which, was in fact their very last album, and they did a final farewell concert to nail it. I wasn't there, but I've got the album and I think it's an absolute cracker. And this is their version of the Bernie Parry song. Bernie Parry, singer-songwriter from the North East, and this is about an old chap who tends his allotment. But of course, as in many songs, it's not just about one specific individual, he becomes the universal man of the earth.
Each day as I go through the old shanty town, where the sheds and allotments all stand, I see an old man on his land, with a fork or a spade in his hand. And he's there in all weather, in sunshine and rain, and I hesitate as I walk past. Is he happy or sad with his task? Oh, I haven't the time for to ask. A man of the earth, a man of the soil, in his lonely allotment he labours and toils. And he's not much to do since he turned 65, so he took to his garden to keep him alive, and I think it's his joy and his pride. Da, 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 50 years in the ironworks broke his will, and his back and his shoulders are round. There was no other work in the town, so they had him both fettered and bound. Then all of a sudden he turned 65, and the bosses said, "Thank you, my man." And they stuck a gold watch in his hand, and behind him the door quickly slammed. A man of the earth, a man of the soil, in his lonely allotment he labours and toils. And he's not much to do since he turned 65, so he took to his garden to keep him alive, and I think it's his joy and his pride. Na, 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 na. Each Saturday evening he's down at the pub, and he sits by himself at the bar, slowly sipping a solitary jar. Oh, a pension won't go very far. So he sells a few things to his neighbours and friends, some things from his garden he grows. But he's got to watch out how he goes, or they'll stop all his pension he knows.
a man of the earth, a man of the soil. In his lonely allotment he labours and toils, and he's not much to do since he turned 65. So he took to his garden to keep him alive, and I think it's his joy and his pride. Da 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 da.
Each day as I go through the old shanty town, where the sheds and allotments all stand, I see an old man on his land with a fork or a spade in his hand. But I cannot linger, no, I must be gone, for I work at the ironworks too. I started there 5 years ago, only 45 more to go. A man of the earth, a man of the soil, in his lonely allotment he labours and toils, and he's not much to do since he turned 65. So he took to his garden to keep him alive, and I think it's his joy and his pride. A man of the earth, a man of the soil, in his lonely allotment he labours and toils, and he's not much to do since he turned 65. So he took to his garden to keep him alive, and I think it's his joy and his pride. I think it's his joy and his pride. I think it's his joy and his pride.
Once upon a time I found a garden, picked the brightest things that I could see, an apron full of Mr. Harding's flowers. I didn't know that he was watching me. Straight away my mother ran to tell him, wondering what he would say or do. Mr. Harding smiled and said, "She's just a little child. I knew that she'd be picking them for you." By the fire, Dad would tell me stories. One of them concerned a garden too, where the lion and the lamb lay down together, and every lovely fruit and flower grew. The gardener sent his children in to play there, rejoicing in the brightness of the day. But when they went exploring, he took a fruit to taste. He cursed them both and sent them on their way. Even then I realized in my childish mind that he wasn't a proper gardener of the Mr. Harding kind. Mr. Harding's garden was all taken by lesser men with concrete in their minds. Factory chimneys grew instead of daisies. No butterflies from that assembly line. My mother faded faster than a flower. Dad sat in the darkness and cried. Mr. Harding moves a little slower than before, but still he tends the grave where they both lie. Wherever it is they've gone to, I hope that they will find the proper sort of garden of the Mr. Harding kind. The foolish woman sometimes feels despairing, thinks it seems so very hard to find. The child tries to plant a little everywhere she goes, that special love of the Mr. Harding kind. Someday, when I'm older, maybe I will find that I've grown into a gardener of the Mr. Harding kind.
Well, I couldn't resist that. While I was playing the teacup song, Man of the Earth, I thought, proper sort of gardener. June Tabor, Elaine, just right to go after that teacup song. Well, I think it was. That was, as I said, June Tabor with Proper Sort of Gardener from the album Elaine. And before that, you heard Man of the Earth from the Teacup's last final farewell album, In Which. And I'll miss them, because I think they were great. Now, I wanted, well, let me put it this way. Why don't I ask Steve Tilson to introduce this next song? Because it seems to make sense. As a singer-songwriter, one of the greatest things you can ever get is for somebody to cover your songs.
Of course, yes.
And I think probably, I might be wrong, but I would guess that the Slip Jigs and Reels is probably the most covered.
Of
your songs.
Yeah.
And I thought what it'd be nice to do towards the end of the programme is to just play somebody else's version of it. Do you have a particular favourite?
Yes, I do. It's that great Irish band out of Cork called North Craig, and they did a fabulous version of it. Yes, so I think that's my ultimate favourite. Yeah.
He was barely a man in his grandfather's coat, sewn into the line in a ten shilling note. Goodbye to the family, goodbye to the shore. Till I taste good fortune, you'll see me no more. Oh, a boat on the ocean is tossed like a cork. Then one fine morning they sighted New York. Well, he stood on the gangplank, he breathed in the air. This rich land of plenty, I've come for my share. And he did like the ladies, the rise and the fall of their ankles and dresses down on the dance floor, and a rolling the dice and spinning the wheels. But he took most delight in the slip jigs and reels. There's talks of a pistol and some say a knife, but all are agreed there was somebody's wife. Some kind of commotion, a terrible fight. He left the man dead and ran into the night. A train to St. Louis, just one jump ahead. He slipped an eye open, a six gun in bed. And he dreamt of the mountains and the green fields of home. While crossing the plains where the buffalo roam. And he did like the ladies, the rise and the fall of their ankles and dresses down on the dance floor. And a rolling the dice and spinning the wheel. But it took slip jigs and reels. Well, a bad reputation's a hard thing to bear when women pour scorn and young children their stare. But he took consolation in Flash Company. Well, life ain't so bad with a girl on your knee. Well, they called him the kid, going by 21. Well, all that he knew was the power of the gun. When by 23 he had shot 5 men down, who just got in his way as he rambled around. And he did like the ladies, the rise and the fall of their ankles and dresses down on the dance floor, and a rolling dice and spinning the wheels. But he took most of lighter slip jigs and reels. Oh, there's bones on the desert and buzzards that fly in the heavens that circle, just wishing he died. When in all forms of cruelty, well, it must be said, the landlord will pick your bones before you're dead. It was wild mescaleros, I heard people say, in the deadliest ambush near old Santa Fe. When a young buck was taken, he was dressed in a coat, and inside the line in a tent shiloh. And he did like the ladies, the rise and the fall of their ankles and dresses down on the dance floor, and a rolling dice and spinning the wheels. But he took most of the light and the slip jig and reels. Whoa, the slip jig and reels. Whoa, the slip jig and reels.
Song inspired by a photograph that Steve Tilston once saw of a young outlaw wearing a big overcoat and sporting pistols from the, obviously from the days of the Wild West, and the rest of it Steve just made up, which is how the great things happen, and it's become a classic. When I looked, there was something like 20 or 30 cover versions of that classic song, The Slip Jigs and Reels. And that, of course, was a great version covered by North Craig on their album Meet Daza, The Slip Jigs and the Reels. Fairport Convention do a brilliant version as well. Now, I was just about to put this podcast to bed, had one more track to play, and I got an email with a link through to a Dropbox to say that Kitty MacFarlane, that great young singer, songwriter, I mean, she really is quite amazing, has got a new single just out. So I've just grabbed it. I've got it here on the desktop now, and I'm going to play it for you because I've just had a quick listen and I think it's great.
When the tide throws back its cover, leaving letters scrawled by hand that only water can decipher, and flood again those siphons of sand, and I replicate the motion, my feet stenciling the sand. I'm like all the atoms in the ocean, strong enough to carve out the land. I'll be like a salt sea. like the ocean. Half steady, half wild. When the moon frames its first quarter and the neap tide hesitates, and it's like I'm treading water, and all around me bellows and breaks, and I replicate the motion, move my body. Today's low tide, there's no truth. I'll be like the soft sea, half mighty, half mild. I'll charge like the ocean, half steady.
McFarlane there with her new single Half Wild. And if you want details of that and anything else you've heard on tonight's show, don't forget, go to 3wsmikehardingfolkshow.com and you'll find all the links you want there. And also, of course, there's 280 previous podcasts that are there for you to download and keep and whatever else. And if you fancy donating to the show, that would be great. Donations have slowed off, which is really natural when you think of the misery that people are going through and the fact that money's tighter than ever. But if you do feel like making a donation of only, I mean, if it's a quid a month, you know, it all helps. Every little helps, as the nun said when she whittled in the Atlantic. And we do have a lot of outgoings. I've just had to pay £439 for a new microphone because the last one was crap, basically. And I've got a Neumann, which is really little and lovely, but it's got quite a big capsule in it to capture the richness of my voice. So, if you fancy flirting a few bob, fine. If you don't, that's also fine, because I do this as much for the fun as anything else, and because I love the music. I know I say great, fantastic, great song, great, you know, best on the planet and stuff like that a lot, because I've run out of superlatives. I could say buzzing, I suppose, but you know what I mean. Anyway, thanks ever so much for listening. I'm going to finish with a track which I think is amazing. But listen, if you remember nothing else from tonight's show, apart from Ladda Burns, please go onto the internet and go to YouTube and check out Toot Blues. That's two words, T-O-O-T, new word, blues. Toot Blues is just a quite amazing story of a young white guy, college kid, who got into black Piedmont, which means foot of the mountains, North Carolina, blues and music, and thought that everybody was dead and there were no more blues singers. They were all gone. But then he discovered he was living next door but three to two of them, and next door but four to seven of them. And he started to meet up with them and hang out with them and play music with them. And then he formed this organisation called Music Works, which raises funds to help the musicians stay alive, whatever. The story is wonderful, and the video is fantastic, and there's also a lot of albums that have been produced by music makers. And I'm going to play you a track from one of the albums now. It's Boo Hanks with Dom Flemons, who of course was with the Carolina Chocolate Drops, and Boo Hanks is one of the stars of the documentary. The documentary is fabulous, and this is a great track. This is Boo Hanks with Girls Are Crazy About Me. Thanks ever so much for listening. Look after yourselves. Ta-ra. Don't mention Ladder Burns.
Well, took a little honey from the tree, sweetly named me. Them girls is crazy about me. I come home last night, half past four, four or five women standing at my door. I don't have to ride no bus, truck or no train, cause the girls gonna buy me an aeroplane. Took a little honey from the tree, sweetened it, named it me. Them girls are crazy about me. I come home last night, half past four, four or five women standing at my door. I don't have to ride no bus, truck or no train. Them girls are gonna buy me an aeroplane. Honey from the tree, sweet knitting, named me. Them girls are crazy about me. I come home last night, half past four, four or five women standing at my door. I don't have to ride no bus, truck or no train, cause them girls gonna buy me an aeroplane.